Yeah, thanks. I'm also going to answer both the questions. I agree that I think it's too early to talk seriously about what to do about non-cooperation. I actually think that there's great scope for more international cooperation to improve implementation of UPR recommendations. And there's great scope, as we heard yesterday, some excellent examples of what countries are themselves doing in terms of tools and methodologies. There's great scope for exchange between countries. I think that needs to happen. And also another way of tackling it would be in a more intelligent way to have in the third cycle more specific recommendations to states that are based on very robust analysis of what happened with the first two cycles. I think that could get us closer to the, why is it that the implementation is not satisfactory. On the second question, those of you who are not familiar with this study by the Center on Economic and Social Rights, let me just tell you that the general conclusion was that recommendations on ESC rights in the first two cycles only account for one-fifth of all recommendations. And when they looked more in depth at the substantive nature of these recommendations, the story became even more lopsided in the favor of CP rights. Only 10% of the recommendations on ESC rights were specific, as opposed to almost a third of the recommendations on CP rights. So we have to be, I think, make a very conscious effort that in the third cycle, the recommendations are more on ESC rights and more precise. So they need to call for, the development of indicators, monitoring tools, impact assessment of policies, look at program and budgetary allocations, instead of just saying take steps to reduce poverty, for example. They have to be much more specific. And I think also engagement at the national level with NHRCs, parliament, civil society can help in this process. I mean, one very sort of simple strategy could be that we request states to make four recommendations: two on CP rights and two on ESC. I mean, that's easier said than done, but that could be one way. The other could be to take a more indivisibility of rights approach. So states would consciously look at issues like, the denial of land rights, for example, which can then lead to violations of ESC rights, or look at the issue of human rights defenders who are defending economic, social, and cultural rights. So you cover sort of both sets of rights. Thank you.